This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, May 5th, 2010.
I call this meeting to order. This is the employee assembly meeting for Wednesday, May 5th, 2010. It is 12:17 p.m. and 316 Day Hall. Welcome, everybody. Thank you. I'm going to start with the roll call. David Brooks.
Here.
Tempa Duncan. Tanya Grove.
Here.
Linda Kroll Howell is out ill today. Ned LaSalle.
Here.
Leon Lawrence. Alan Mittman.
Present.
Leslie Morris.
Here. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Gemma Osborne.
Tim
Ostrander.
Here.
Phoebe Phillips.
Here.
Jason Seymour, present. Gary Stewart is not able to make it today. Also present, employee elected trustee Beth McKinney.
Here.
And from the Office of Assemblies, we have Ari and Amy and Nancy Doolittle from the Chronicle. And our two of our newly elected employee assembly for the new term, if you'd like to introduce yourselves just real quick.
Just
had
to take a bite of pizza.
Why don't you go?
Oh, hi, my name is Curtis Ferguson, and I'm the assistant director in the school.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm Trisha Benesevich. I work for CIT for now the Department of NCS, Networking Communication Services, and work for the group Video Collaboration Services.
Thank you. Welcome. All right. Are there any late additions to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go into the business of the day, which is our budget discussion. Alan, it's all yours.
Nice.
You're up.
All right. I'll stand up. So, this will look passingly familiar to some of you, strange and to others, but nonetheless, this is the budget that we passed for this year. It's from June 1 to May 31st of last year. $9,400. We've been told by our Office of Assemblies that we can expect the same amount the last year. So really, the reason to talk about this today is to get chairs thinking about modifications, additions, subtractions to next year. Amy is going to be providing me before our last meeting with a composite of what we spent this year. And we've been going over it a little bit, like what we spent with the President's address as it happened, but we'll do an overview of where the expenses went. But that said, the committee people, some of whom came in during the year, beginning of the year, end of the year, those who will be moving forward should think about the way funds should be allocated and what the anticipation is for next year. So we could take a quick look. This is the overview page that shows the amounts that were reserved for each of the then existing functions. You can see, for example, the emergency grant fund will probably not be a necessary item, one can tweak this and change things around, et cetera. But that's the overview. You want to just hit quickly on the tabs?
Yes, I am. Jason makes the screen really big, so I have to learn how to make it really small again.
Are you going to move it around?
So if you go,
which tab do you want?
There you go.
What do you want?
First, just each individual tab. We'll just take a quick look at that, and then if you can blow it up again. So for example, this is what we allocated for these various items. You've got the $200 for the theater. You've got a supervisor peer appreciation lunch. What's that? Right.
I didn't realize that television.
All right. So, and again, so this was just based upon prior year's events anticipated activities and then estimated amounts the same. You know, if we're not going to do a supervisor peer appreciation luncheon, then that whole thing can go away and could be substituted for with other things or just reduced. So that's a good example of something.
Hang on. Right, you're making me nauseous.
Follow the bouncing ball. And I sent to the committee chairs, copies of this to remind them, I guess, and to get them thinking about it. I do not expect a complete discussion, nor does it have to consummate at this point. And there's some logic to having the final budget approved with the new board members. I think it's appropriate to have it discussed here and analyzed here. There may be new chairs, there may be new cast of characters, so they should, I think, weigh in on next year's budget. I do think it's useful to have it done before the summer break and all that, so that's in place. And I think we managed to do that last year at one of the early June meetings. So that might be, a suggestion. I won't be here to, unless by guest invitation, to shepherd it through. But I do think it makes sense to start the analysis, have people thinking, particularly if you're going to continue in a chair position, and then bring it up with the benefit of the new members' perspective on what these things are and how they see the future shaping up. You can go to the next ComCom, please. So there's the famous $1,000 for the president's address, as we talked about at some length as it was happening. Money to spend to go to other places. I don't think we did that. Certainly didn't go to Geneva, I don't think. I have to pay room rentals. I think that we did not have to do that whenever it wasn't here, like downstairs or something. Some of our new people, newish people like Jason, are able to score rooms for us from time to time. Emotional items, I don't know that we spent any money on that sort of thing. There was a time when electioneering for positions also included some copies of electioneering posters. I myself prepared one for my own role, and then it turned out there were less people running than there were positions, so we didn't make the expense of printing those up and plastering the university with it. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing to revisit, whether or not there's a need for that. I was going to point that out. Pens, promotional items, we talked about buttons, I think, and timer for things like that. So there is a line for such items, and it can possibly be beefed up if one wanted to. Okay, next thing, and please, interrupt at will if I can help with any of this. Seed event, so there is that annual event, and coming around, I know my office is involved in it, so there you go, there's a line for that.
That's where you'd want to give out the pens.
That's where you want, yeah. Good place to bring out the pens, exactly. Exactamente. Well, essentially lunches, as we're munching our food, we know what that's all about. If the chair wanted to have special meetings, take somebody to lunch, interest them in a project or running or something like that, there was a little item there to be able to fund some schmoozing, all in the effort of improving the operations and attracting new business or new members, that sort of thing. There's $100 for this. There's unplanned new member notebooks that I don't know that since we've gone online with everything, I don't know how much we need for that. And then, the famous unplanned events. This we can go over quickly because I guess we're not, unless we are, I don't know that we're going to be involved in the annual, if that's what they're going to keep doing. There was an annual auction to raise money for this, where people donated items that they made or that they had or whatever it was, or services, and it successfully raised a good deal of money every year. And so we had this allocated to help fund that. Recruitment lunches. So if people other than the chair wanted to recruit people, take people out to lunch and tell them the story of the EA and what their expectations were. I mean, I've been involved in not-for-profits, and it's not unusual for board members to take prospective board members out on such occasions and let them know what the job is. So give them a job description and also, as importantly as that, job expectations, what is really expected of you. And we've done that. I think Jason, who did that, did a great job of with the new class.
Last year.
You
want to do that again?
Yeah.
And do that. And there's some money to, maybe, you know, again, there was money to buy a few snacks for that sort of event. But so that, I think, is a good line to keep for that reason. And so we do have two events.
Oh, that one, 407 and 408.
Oh, spring, you're talking about fall 08 to spring 09?
Yeah. Exactly.
There's not a document per se like that. No, this was a remnant from another report.
I'm just curious to see if we can track, you know, if we have 2 years ago and last year and then this year.
Might be able to, there should be an 08, 09 that would be put into that form, I guess.
Yeah, because there may have been money left over from that year.
Yeah,
that's what we have to do is to figure out what we've got that's left over and new from what happened to the spend.
Because last year was the first online voting, right?
Yeah. Well, last year we also wound up going over. Wasn't last year, was that the year of the, was that the year before of the energy fair? That was last,
last year.
Yeah, Jason has survived that. As did others. Yeah, so that that was an overrate. So, you know, I don't know how that's going to, my recollection is from last year's report that that was something that OA graciously agreed to fund. But we were probably in a deficit last year because of unanticipated energy fair expenses. So I wouldn't expect any carry forward.
I was just curious if in budgeting, you can see the election costs were higher in last year and then this year to make it.
Some of it will be relevant, some won't, because, you know, depends, you know, Daily Sun, there wasn't any, advertising this year in Daily. So, you know, some of these actual expense lines may be inapplicable now. But we'll do up a similar diagram, whether it looks exactly like that or not. We'll do something that will tell the picture, tell the story.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is this going to be available online on the website or
the I can email. I just sent an advance copy to the chairs to start thinking about their budgets, and it was sent out when it was approved.
Yeah.
Some time ago to everybody, but I could resend it. I'd be happy to resend it.
Yeah, I don't think we normally put it on the EA website. Just
no,
for,
no.
I mean, not like it's a big secret, but I don't think there was any specific reason to do so.
I can
email it out again. People can have it. If I get the email of our three members, I can include them. I have a secret, but it's not something I can post up.
So do you do this update once a year?
Well, as we go, basically budget time. This is a budget update. So the purpose of this meeting and thinking is to prepare people for next year's budget. As expenses were happening, Annie and I were in close contact about the president's address. Where are we? How are we doing? She did a remarkable job coming very close to that $1,000 number. And we really didn't have a lot of other expenses. I mean, we had our retreat. They're very careful with our money and occupied with a lot of pressing business that did not require expenses. There wasn't a lot of expenditures happening during the year. Whatever we spent would be accounted for. And the purpose of this is to get people thinking about next year's budget.
The only thing I noticed that wasn't accurate was staff recognition event where it shows these cakes here. Those cakes are more like $80 or $90 a piece now. So we're going to need to make some adjustments to the budget or decide if we want to do something different.
Which ones did you tell me about, Amy?
The very first one, the award, four awards times $50.
Four times 50, it would be more like four times 80 or 90?
Yeah.
Well, so the...
Inflation.
Who's the chair of the staff recognition and awards committee?
Yeah.
That'd be you, right?
It'd be me, but since we didn't have a supervisor peer appreciation luncheon, we're good.
You're golden on that. Yeah. Just here.
Yeah,
I was we'll looking forward.
Okay.
Looking in a forward.
Yeah.
We may want to reinstitute the supervisor peer. You know, the idea was to have supervisors appreciate their employees and give a little luncheon and have that way have EA get more recognition among the supervisor ranks, to have people participate in EA events, that sort of thing. So there's a good purpose for that. So, I remember there was some discussion about it some time ago in one of the meetings.
Any other questions for Alan? All right. Thank you, Alan, for keeping track of all of our dollars and cents and
where
they go and where they stay and
no problem.
Their place in the spreadsheet. All right, moving on to the report from the employee elected trustee, Beth McCain.
Thank you. I haven't been to a meeting in a long time, so I'll give you a quick update of what I've been up to. In addition to a trustee meeting that I went to, the trustees had a retreat. This was a separate gathering where 54 trustees showed up in addition to the regular trustee agenda. So it was a really big deal in New York City. And we went through two topics. One is the strategic plan with a fine-tooth comb. And the other were some of the task force reports. And the point of the whole activity was to give the administration and the strategic plan committee feedback. So it was wonderful. They broke up all of us into small groups, and they didn't give me the part of the strategic plan about the staff, but I think it's important to recognize that most universities don't include the staff in the strategic plan, and we really do in several areas. And so that was nice. I worked on other topics, other parts of the strategic plan. But in any case, it was great that we all got to give feedback, just like all of us were able to give feedback. And so it was good feedback. I'm sure you all, if you all did individual feedback, also was good feedback. So we'll see what the results of that are. Most recently, the two main topics on campus are the budget and finance, and then the suicides on campus. And so, just to let you know, if you haven't been to any of the panels, there were two panels this week and last week on suicide prevention, and the university is really focusing on this. I think it might even be bigger than some of the budget woes that we're having right now. And if Linda was here today, she would tell you that the suicide cluster, which is a proven phenomenon, kind of like a contagious disease, happens not only to students, but the staff as well. And so she might have already brought this up, but we need to be part of this conversation as it pertains to the students and the staff and the faculty. So I just want to bring that to your attention.
Yeah, we should all be part of that notice and respond.
Yes, yeah, and I saw that in the minutes from last week, I think.
To reemphasize that. I'm an HR crisis manager that reviews events at nights and weekends when we go to the business hours. And there are, we were told we get about one a month, and we've gotten many more than that. So this is needless to say, given the prior discussions that have been had at this table, not news that people are distressed and anxiety,
but there are outlets, there are mechanisms in place, modeled after, to some degree, the student crisis manager. And there's an interconnection, as maybe Linda was describing or I described, that the staff is melding somewhat with the student model to provide this extra line of support.
The fact that it was developed and put into action so quickly and is being used so much more than we expected tells you that this is an area of importance for our faculty. So one of the things that we can all do is the notice and response.
Linda's working on scheduling a notice and response for this group
training,
kind of so that we can all participate. So she, I'm sure, will be emailing when she has the date set. But we're looking at 25th, 26th, 27th, somewhere in there this month.
It's a great training program. I think everyone on campus should go through it if they can.
We haven't lost any staff members, have we?
No, but we've responded to staff members who were on the edge.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, we've prevented suicide, according to what I heard from the crisis management person, Linda.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Is there any way to reach out to those people, or would that be inappropriate?
That would probably be inappropriate.
Way inappropriate.
Yeah, they... No. They've reached out, and then they've been assisted in whatever ways they needed to be. Let's see. The other things that I've been doing are working on the trustee nominating committee, which right now is of no importance to us as employees. But when the employee election comes around, I'll be active in that, but that's just getting the rules together, making sure they're followed, and we had a very good election for the graduate student elected trustee this year. Also, kind of, I think, winding down on the accreditation committee. The university is going through the middle stage accreditation process, and I was on the committee that wrote the piece on the trustees and the governance and integrity and stuff like that. But that's coming together. There's a group of people on campus working really hard to put together a really nice report on our strengths and areas for improvement. And then finally, I just want to say that as an FYI, you already know this, there really has been no movement from HR about the emergency grant fund, the CARE fund, and if you care about the CARE fund, the EA might want to just put a little flag there that maybe it's something you could check on to see if you can expedite.
Linda gave us an update on that.
I know.
I sent her an email last week too, asking her to give me more information, and I have sent back from her.
But we made a point to say that the channels for getting that fund are still there.
Yes.
They're still on the faculty and staff assistance program site, and if something came in, they would engage, but right now
I think she said there were two applicants, but neither one was set the criteria. But they are also trying to expand the criteria.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the big problem. Right now there are a lot of people out there with the need that we're not fulfilling because the criteria is so narrow.
All I'm saying is the momentum of switching over to HR and getting it going and excited about it and rewriting the criteria and then publicizing it has not happened. And so any nudge that you can give, I think, would be appropriate.
So can we, as the EA, make a formal request for an update on the status of the CARE funds? Formally, not just asking Linda, but a formal request from the EA to know we handed this off and what happened to it. Where is it?
Yes, I think so.
Was it in February that we handed off, January?
It was before February, and the hope was that it would be back in business, all revised by February. It's May. And there's a lot of money sitting in there that could be helpful.
And a lot of people who need this.
Jason, do you want me to
Put
that together?
Yes, okay. Please. Share it with me, and we'll talk to the staff, and we will see if maybe we start informally, or I don't know, our next Mary Opperman meeting is, or
next meeting.
Oh, I mean, I meant chair vice chair meeting. I don't know if that will show up before then, but that might be a question. I will ask for questions later for the president and Mary, and maybe that's one that we ask, but we'll want to make sure Mary knows in advance.
I don't have anything else.
On that point, I recommend if the sense of the body should contact Workforce Diversity and Inclusion, WDI, through Linda, who has the two hats, and say that we'd like a formal request for an update. I wouldn't necessarily bring it to the Mary Opperman level until we're somehow not satisfied with the response.
Yeah, definitely starting to.
All right. Report from University Assembly representative. Do we have anybody here?
No.
No. Report from the GPSA. Ben?
We're on summer vacation, so I don't have any news.
Where is the GPSA vacationing this year?
it's a very hotly debated issue.
Okay. Report from the Faculty Senate.
Nothing to report. I'll report after next week.
Okay. Any finance updates?
Done.
All right. Now a report from the chair. The first thing I'm going to cover some of the elections update in my report here. We did have the elections in what was for the longest time a contested race. Gary and I were reelected, and sadly, Tim and Ned were not. Thank you for your service to us. I hope you both, I both emailed you after the election. I both hope you stay involved and at least be aware of the awareness of where the EA is going in the future, that we are going to expand. There will be easy ways for you to rejoin the much larger EA in the future, and I hope you guys both stay in touch. Somebody, you know, we had this, and like I said, this was rare for the employee assembly to have more candidates than seats, so.
Good thing.
So, thank you. And Alan will be leaving us, did not rerun. And Leon, who has been, like, on the EA for, like, 400 years, is stepping down as well and did not rerun. And we, the employees, then did elect three new EA members, Curtis Ferguson, who has joined us today, and Tricia
Denisevich,
and not present, Leslie Sadler Meyerhoff. So welcome. Catherine Coldren. She's a friend of mine. I should have known that. I was looking at the wrong spreadsheet. And Catherine Coldren. So four new EA members.
And two Leslie M's.
Oh, man.
Oh.
How unusual is that? Jason, could you just run down where they're from, where they are positioned in the university?
I don't have that information in front of me.
Where are you from? Which CIT? From CIT. Okay.
Catherine's from the Cornell University Experiment Station.
Okay.
And I think Leslie.
Experiment.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Campus.
Okay. That's Okay, so the new members, the two of you that are here, we will be in touch soon, the Office of Assemblies, and we will have a new member orientation, which hopefully in the next few weeks we'll get that set. So, I guess I should ask you both, are you both on Oracle calendar right now? You're not? Yeah, for now. I know. We're about to schedule something that's right at the flips of the new system. So, okay. We'll work that out.
Does anyone know when the Outlook calendar becomes active?
June.
They've got it.
Someone asked me that today, but I've been watching like what's happening to Oracle so close. I never looked to see.
Outlook is active.
Yeah, but it's not sanctioned for official use.
Right.
Just from I know from my technical knowledge, since the question's asked, is there will be a date when CIT will import everything from Oracle, and there are some things that will import, some things that will not. And then after that import is done, it gets flipped over in one day, one night. So no one will use Oracle calendar the next day, and it'll all be an exchange calendar. So
everyone's going to miss their meeting. It'll be chaos.
No, I think the general thing is there are some very from what I remember reading in the notes, there's some very specific things that do not import. Your meetings will move to the new system, and the attendees are supposed to move with it. There's things like if you added a custom note to your meetings in the description or something like that, some of those things might not migrate over.
Right. Viewing what rights won't migrate.
Right, and if you've delegated your calendar out to someone else, you'll have to reset those types of things up. But I'm not the official voice for CIT by any means. I don't work for CIT. That does, but probably not in the
calendar. Yeah, I think it would be enjoyable if we scrambled everyone's calendars.
Yeah. You both don't work in the calendaring division, I think. Anyway, check CIT's website for official information, or I'm sure they may be blasting the whole university soon that everybody knows that that's going to happen. All right.
We need the notes to transfer. I mean, that's the only way I know what the meeting is for.
I don't think it's. I think it's something different.
Oh, good.
All right, I want to take this opportunity in the report from the chair to give out the certificates of appreciation from the Office of Assemblies, Tommy Bruce, President Scorton, for those that could not make the Assembly's reception yesterday. So, Tim Ostrander.
Thank you.
Gemma Osborne.
Thank you very much.
Leslie Morris.
How was the reception?
Good. Good. Lots of good food. Leon is not with us today. Ned. Linda's not here. Tanya. Tempa.
Thank you.
David.
Thank you.
And Gary. Yeah. All right. So thank you for your service. Not specifically for me, but from the Office of Assemblies. Hey, Leon has joined us. Yeah. Denzel, we have an award for you.
Okay. Oh, don't get up, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
So how many years have you been on the EA? Close to 400, but...
No, at least... has it been nine?
Nine
eight
years.
Eight. Oof,
you need to get a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
Has there ever been anybody longer on the EA than that?
Oh, yeah, George Peter.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
He have a hard
time?
Yeah, 9 years.
I don't know if it was that long. It was a long time, though. April 6th, 7th.
Well, Leon, thank you for your service. Hopefully you won't be a stranger. You can drop in on the EA every once in a while with your wisdom and humor.
Yeah.
Specifically the humor.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, and the, let's see, anything else that I can report on? Don't think so, except that I want to put out this idea for the members of the new term to start thinking about possibly running for a leadership position. The four officer positions that make up the executive committee will be up for re-election or not necessarily re-election, but there will be an election at the June meeting where you will elect your new officers, chair, vice chair, VP of internal operations, VP of finance, and parliamentarian, five. So if you have interest in any of those positions and you have any questions, reach out to the current person in that position, or you can talk to me. If you have any interest, I'd like to know if you express any interest in those positions. So we have kind of an idea of if we'll have a leadership team present for the June meeting. And that's all I have.
Any questions for me? Okay. Moving on to the minutes from our April 21st meeting. Take a minute or so to review those minutes, and then I'll entertain a motion.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I had a student meeting,
So my own on page 2 statement and said the center was overwhelmed by full capacity from the beginning. Consequently, things that I could offer a good start. I'd rather say that, I mean, to characterize my own statement, that consequently adjustments had to be made because I mean, there was a great start, things had to be adjusted. So I think that might be a little unfair to the situation. The consequently, things going to keep most of the language the same had to be adjusted after the opening. Overwhelmed might be, unless I use that word, I don't remember, but it was.
I wrote it down.
That's the word overwhelmed? Yeah, okay. Well,
it's on the recording.
That's what I said. Go to the video tape.
Is there a motion?
Not yet.
Sorry.
I was waiting for Ellen to get some. Just minor thing again. My name is Phillips. It's with 2 L's on page 1 and page 4, spelled with 1. And then the only other thing is my statement where I said some staff are afraid to say those additional duties because they feel like it could affect them later. Since I don't think I said that by myself, I think we had sort of talked about this
in the
discussion. And I think I would rather say may, because I didn't do research on it. This is just anecdotal. So if we could just change the wording a little bit, that would be.
Say that again.
So,
to what?
On the last, on page 4.
Yep. I'm right where you said it.
Last sentence, maybe we could say something like, I don't exactly know the best wording because, again, I think the conversation was a little more broader than I wasn't just saying, well, do staff are afraid to say no to additional duties. I think it's really a conjecture that from, anecdotally, these are the issues that have come up. But I haven't done research on it, and I don't think I said it alone. It sort of, the sentence implies that I'm, making a statement based on, facts, and I'm not. Hearsay.
Yeah.
So maybe you could just say.
Do you want me to remove the sentence then instead of trying to rewrite?
Anybody have some thoughts? I still think it's important, but.
So maybe
there's some concern that some staff, right. How about that?
Maybe afraid to say this.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Thanks.
If they had another L to Alan Bishop's name, he spells it inaccurately, A-L-L-A-N. Number item 14. A-L-L-A-N.
What page is that on, Alan?
Same page, page 4.
Oh, okay.
Item Roman number 14.
Yeah.
All right, everybody get all that?
Yeah.
Do you have all that, Annie?
Yeah.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes as amended? Anyone? Anyone?
Sure.
So move.
Okay. First, the second, and the third. All those in favor?
All right.
All those opposed? Abstained? Okay, thank you very much.
Knowing this, I never quite know what to say.
Maybe we should just all have a number. Number four said. Number five. All right. Moving on to committee reports, executive committee. That's you.
We did meet finally last week for the first time in a few weeks, I think. It was Gary and Tanya and I. And I think we mostly talked about what we'd like to do in the next year, like what direction we want to go in as far as the EA as a whole. I think, you know, we all felt that last year there was so much going on that we all kind of got caught up in it, and it was really stressful for everybody. It wasn't really a very happy year, and I think we'd really like to focus more on positive events or create positive events this year moving forward, as far as recognition and awards. Do you want to add anything, Tanya, other things that we talked about? I mean, like the athletics department award was greatly received. The Gannett award was greatly received. The George Peter. I think we just like to focus more on that, doing positive things for staff.
Other things.
And when we get to the communications committee section, we talked about, because I've been working on a survey, possibly having like a lottery, so like random people who take the survey could win tickets to a game, tickets to the theater, a free lunch somewhere. So A, it's a way to actually get people to take our survey, and B, it's kind of positive enforcement. I don't know, do you want to add something to this one?
Can I just piggyback on that real quick, because Julie, you said something about, I saw the minutes of the survey. So we might as well use the same survey, right? Or are we talking about?
You can look at them.
Yeah, we're talking about specifically for education.
Specific for education. I mean, that was the original intent, but you know, I'm certainly willing to look at another option. I mean, they're expecting anywhere from 200 to 500 people. So you know, it's time to reach out. So. Maybe we could get.
Yeah, I brought examples of what we need to do the communication section for us to all look at, and it's completely rough draft form, unless you want to do that now.
Oh, we can under communications.
We'll wait.
Okay. Anything else for executive committee?
Other stuff that we talked about was the possibility of the EA retiree piece. Do you want to talk about that? Just throw that out there.
Yeah.
But this idea that we would maybe have, as we're looking to expand the EA next year, a seat for a retired employee.
There already is one.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, there is?
An ex officio member.
But we never had.
The president of the Cornell Retiree Association.
Who is that?
We don't have anyone.
Yeah.
All right, so I'd grow on some business.
I'm sure Charlie would do it.
Charlie
Walker.
He's back.
Yeah.
Well, there is a group that we can get together. Somebody can just contact them if somebody's interested. And did you want to, I'm not sure if you want to talk about the concept of the vice chair communication thing now or later? Or?
Yeah, we can talk about that now.
Well,
I guess we kind of have this worked out by the time our first new EA meeting comes up, I want to separate the vice chair and communications chair positions so that there's two people instead of one, and the vice chair can handle the leadership breakfasts, meetings with Mary, and the executive committee meetings, and the communications chair can A, chair the communications committee, and go to the PAW print board meetings. There's way too much for one person there, and a lot of that suffered last year because you can only go to so many meetings in a week. And I know that if I have a separate person, I'll do whatever. I don't care which one I end up doing, but we'll get a lot more results, and then the committee will do much better if that's separated into two people. So, I mean, technically, we could temporarily just have the vice chair appoint someone, or we could like make it official and alter our charter and all that kind of stuff in the resolution. Either way, I really strongly feel that it needs to happen.
And
EA will be much better served.
I think next year communications is going to be a pretty busy person if we're rolling out this enlarged EA. So that I think it would be good to have a separate person. And I think too, a lot of times you may get someone who has a really great communications background but may not want to be vice chair, or someone who may want to be vice chair but really not want to do communications piece, and I think it would be nice to be able to separate those two out for that reason as well. But I don't know what that requires, Ari.
Just a charter change. Yeah.
So what I... not anymore. I think we should pursue that change. It doesn't make a lot of sense because there are a lot of meetings that are tied to that position. That we present that as a issue for the new EA and the new term, especially if the new vice chair should weigh in on that. And I would suggest or throw out the idea that the charter change could be read that the chair of the communications committee is the vice chair or their delegate. I mean, basically, so that position is always filled by office, but that the person in that vice chair capacity can decide to delegate out that task. So then it's like we always have that role filled, but there is now the option for the official delegation to someone else.
Which may have always been an option. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to look at the charter to see how much of our duties are actually in the charter, and maybe the charter needs to be a little bit more generic in those sense of the duties that, you know, if they're not in there, then we can just shuffle the duties around as we see fit. Make it more into like standing rules of the EA.
You wouldn't want to try to make that change before the elections are held?
No, I don't think so, because we wouldn't have time to do it.
Well, I would just think then we're electing someone into a position that wouldn't necessarily really be the position if it were voted to split them. So, like, if we came to the June whatever meeting and voted someone in as vice chair, and then the subsequent June meeting decided to separate those two duties, potentially.
I'm agreeing also, because what if someone would want that one of those duties the other, but they took another chair's position and then they can't fill that one?
And I think right now this is the body of people who, you know, like I would rely on David saying, you know, this is or isn't manageable, as opposed to kind of some of you who haven't necessarily been here yet and understand what that is.
I guess it's a charter change. I don't want to take that lightly. We won't have time to do it before the June meeting. I think we should, anybody that's interested in the vice chair position, we should, you know, you should know what the duties of the position are, and you can explain that there is this idea on the table that a portion of these duties may be officially changed. From being the vice chair as well before this year,
it is a lot of meetings, and it's like, you know, if you can separate out the communications chair, you can remove two meetings off of your schedule, and it is quite daunting. And I like your point that, you know, as the EA expands, there's going to be a much greater focus on communication as we have to reach out to the local units to explain to them, you are now responsible for electing your representative and that type of thing. So I think it's a good idea. I just want to make sure that we do it properly, and that perhaps the newly elected vice chair may have a say in where that goes.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in the sense of, if someone's saying, well, I'm interested in doing communication, they're going to have to run for vice chair, which means they may not want to do
in order
to guarantee that they would get to do communication.
Okay, yeah.
So that's, I mean, so then you have someone who's a vice chair who may not want to be vice chair, but wants to be vice chair.
Okay.
So, I don't know what other people are thinking, if they think that this is something that we couldn't think about over the next 2 weeks and then have some time for open discussion after Marion and President Gorton leave. Consider it.
Yeah. Is anybody interested now in that type of role? Communications chair not being, I mean.
I would be.
Okay.
Can I do that if I'm not a
member?
You can. I'm going to abstain given my future is very uncertain, so I really don't think I'm comfortable saying.
And there may be new members who are interested.
Yeah, that's true. So. Okay, well.
Is anyone objectively opposed to this whole idea?
Oh.
I think it sounds like a good idea. I think sometimes, you know, you can read position descriptions, but until you actually get in there and start doing it, it can be overwhelming. So just the words on paper is not sufficient. I think that since you've experienced, well, both of you have, I think that's the best way to learn. So I think it's a very good idea.
So what would that entail? Then we would need a resolution to change the charter?
Yes, a resolution presented at a meeting with a full week's notice.
So by next Wednesday, we would have to have a resolution to everyone in order to vote on it the following Wednesday?
Yeah, well, we're in a kind of a complicated situation because next meeting is our last meeting of the term. And I wouldn't necessarily want to have a resolution try to cross the boundary from one EA to the other. We already got into a very bad tickle of doing a very controversial resolution last year at the very last meeting. So not that this has anything to do anywhere near the caliber of that, but
my just thought was, it doesn't seem like there's really any opposition to it or any. So, I mean, yeah, the CARE funds was a huge thing, and a lot of people felt very passionately one way or another about it.
If we wanted to really have it before the officers' elections, I think we probably could present the resolution at the next meeting and specifically outreach to our four new members that they know that this is pending business that they're going to vote on in their first meeting, vote on it and pass it in the first meeting before the elections. I think that could work.
You mean possibly pass, but you don't.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
So maybe it's better to do with the
current. Well, that's why I'm saying.
So we can vote on it at the next meeting.
Yeah. What would the timing? There's still time to do that, right?
If we have a resolution a week in advance,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're thinking, Jasmine, there's not enough time, or?
And I'm just thinking too. That first meeting in June, we already have Mary and Alan Bishop there. And we have to do elections. It's going to be a jam-packed meeting as well.
Oh, that reminds me. We were thinking about extending that meeting. The time.
I mean, my thought would be that let's try and get a resolution out next Wednesday. We can put some time on the agenda at the meeting to discuss it, and if it seems like it's controversial in some way, we table it. And then pick it up after the new group comes in. But I don't
sounds good.
Sounds good.
Well, I'll volunteer with David to look at the charter, present the resolution, try to keep it as small and sweet as possible.
Okay.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Which committee were we on? Anything else?
Still on exec.
Oh, still on exec. Oh, okay. Anything else? we have to hurry up now. We're getting a little over time here. All right, moving on to staff recognition and awards.
Nothing new to report. We will have one more meeting for the end of the year. We have three or four George Peter nominations, so we will try and get
another
half one. Yes, half one. That's what I'm waiting on, the other half of the half. That's it.
Okay. Communication?
We'll
pass that around.
Yeah, thank you. We don't have to talk about it now. I don't know if I have enough copies actually for everybody, but these are the questions the committee came up with. This is completely a rough draft, so expand them, you know, alter them, edit them, add to it. There's actually more questions here than we would probably actually want. Like we use SurveyMonkey. We want a comment section at the end. So this is really, really rough draft. But if you want to add to it, edit it, send it to me, or bring it back to me. This is kind of the same process.
Do you have this electronically?
Yeah, that's a Word document.
Would you mind? It'd be easier for me to do some edits or changes if I could have it on the Word document. That'd be great.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You, you want to just send it to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Great. It's a very good start. The survey has been at least talked about for the last 2 years, so considering we have kind of a vehicle to get this out there with the EA news every quarter, it's kind of like, oh well, now we don't have to worry so much about how will we get this to the people because we have that vehicle. So. I know we talked about some possible alternate methods for the survey as well for people that maybe not so tuned into their Cornell email.
Paw print.
Oh yeah, paw print. And
just real quick, so after you get responses to this, then what's the next step?
I think it's really just almost just educational for us as the assembly to find out what people know about us, and what they don't know, maybe why they're not running or participating. It's really just a temperature gauge of the staff out there. Especially for the new, the new EA coming in, if we kind of know, and given that we want to expand to 33 seats, we kind of need to know why people are or are not participating. It's really as simple as that, just find out what's going on.
Okay.
So we can, alter these questions to get that information any way we want.
Okay. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Communications? Mm-hmm. Personnel policy?
We have a meeting last Wednesday, April 29th, with the ODS office, and Ms. Julia Hurd and Ms. Maria Rowe, and we talked on about working on the flexible work policy, and I'm not sure whether Ms. has you heard anything from Linda about the outcome of the meeting?
No, I've not heard.
So this is a draft, if you want to get it, I can just pass around and I don't have anything to say. But it is not decided. We will be working in the future, meeting with them once a month with Judy Hood and Maria. I think that's all I have to report you.
Internal operations?
You've already updated on the elections, but one other thing is that we've had an employee step forward, Christina Bayer, to sit on the university assembly. So that fills one of our many vacant spots. So if no one has any objection to us appointing Christina, she can make the meeting. She's very excited about it. She actually sought us out for the role. We can go ahead and appoint her to the UA.
Awesome. Can she come to here? One of our meetings?
I've asked her to, as part of that she would come and update us. They are having their last meeting, no, their first meeting of tonight's afternoon, but she was unable to make it. So they won't meet again until September, August?
End of August.
So when they start meeting again, I've asked her to participate like agenda.
We only have two current reps now.
Right, and so we need two. Three. Oh, this will give us three, and then we need two. And we have Leon, and we have Jim Blanche, and now Christina.
Yeah. Are you still going to? Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
another year.
Okay.
So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Please, Leon. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. University benefits is on hiatus. Employee education?
Something new for them. You know, working on the fee and getting our working on the survey and so on.
Thank you. Anybody have any Cornell and transition updates? Anything in your jobs or anything you've heard about Cornell and transition or reimagining?
That's cool, but you know, I mean, I've heard 30-year employees got laid off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You said two?
Two, both in their 30 years.
Oh. Do you know what their positions were?
They were in the lab.
Okay. Any old business? New business?
Real quick to the UA.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
At the last UA meeting, the president was there, and he came just taking questions from anybody from anything from A to Z. So one of the things that he talked about was foreign students at Cornell. Foreign students, as some of you may know, it's very difficult, I think unless they're Canadian or Mexican, to receive financial aid. So he's with a group of presidents across the country. He named the schools that are trying to change that. Also, when a foreign student graduates, for that student, if he or she wants to remain in the U.S. to get on a path to become a citizen. He also talked about the capital campaign where the alumni giving has gone down, which is expected from the economy. The intentions are still there, but... And then he talked about the state of the university, the fiscal status, and the strategic plan, and that there would probably, although he's trying to keep it to a minimum, you know, be more layoffs. But, you know, they're trying to balance also that with, like, building and construction and whatnot, which is, unless something is really essential, it's not going to be built for the time being, the new building and whatever. So that's just a quick overview of some things that he talked about.
Thank you. New business. I'd just like to repeat the call for questions to the president. Please send them in to me as soon as possible. We need to get that to his office a week or so in advance. What's that?
Can you get him by Monday?
By Monday? So if you have any pithy comments,
for the president, please send them to me, and then if you think of something afterwards, you know, ask him at the meeting, but try to get the more complex questions out there in advance. So if you have something, please send them to me by Monday. Also, the June meeting, the first meeting, is going to be so action-packed with Alan Bishop and Mary Opperman being present, and that's the meeting to elect officers. Just wanted to see if there was a feeling about any problems with extending that meeting an additional 30 minutes to 2 o'clock. Anybody have any proposed objections to that? Okay, well, we'll kind of tentatively put that out now then for 30 additional minutes.
What's the date on that again?
June 2nd. Okay. Open forum. Leon, would you like to make your announcement in your own words?
Oh, okay. What he's talking about is that I'm actually in what's called phase retirement, and what that means is I requested and it was approved. So I no longer work 8 hours a day. I work actually 20 hours a week. I don't work on Mondays. I work Tuesdays through Friday from 9 to 2 p.m.
So and you're nice. On your birthday.
But all my colleagues tell me that, you know, instead of working 20 hours, I'll probably be working 50. But anyway, so anyway, my last day of employment will be about a year from now, May 31st, 2011. Yeah.
So congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How long have you worked for Cornell?
So far 9 years. So it'll be 10 in one more year. So, you know, when you have 10 years and you're 20, you can retire.
Does anybody else have any announcements? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn. Okay, thank you very much. We were adjourned at 1:28 p.m.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.